began strike defense against larvae. The students exited the stone grotto and began descending towards the sea along a narrow, winding path. The rays of the setting sun illuminated their way while the boundless azure expanse of the sea stretched out ahead, swaying in a pink-orange haze, capturing their gaze. The followers of the sage were in a heightened state of being. They walked, admiring the picturesque landscape and reflecting on the new knowledge. They knew that very soon they would experience spiritual practices that would allow them to deepen their understanding and experience of the truth. When the students reached the shore, the sun had almost completely disappeared below the horizon, leaving only a small strip of light. It had become slightly cooler. In the high, clear sky, the first stars were starting to appear. On the rocky beach, the assistants of the sage began to build a large bonfire, arranging a circle of stones and placing dry twigs inside. The fire ignited quickly, turning the logs into yellow-red flashes, sending sparks shooting into the sky and encircling the people gathered around the fire with a halo of warmth. The students eagerly awaited the beginning of the spiritual practice, looking at the Keeper of Knowledge with enthusiasm and gratitude. In the glow of the fire, it was evident that his face radiated, spreading an inner light around him, and this light carried infinite love and wisdom to the students.
"My beloved students,"
he began, sweeping his gaze across all those present.
"Today, we talked about curses and the need to be in a resourceful, active state to resist negative energy.
Great teacher, for example, sometimes after interacting with certain people, I feel that everything starts to irritate me. I want to lash out at everyone and shout."
A plump young woman with golden curly hair spoke.
"And I, on the contrary, sometimes in the evening, after work-related interactions with various people, feel a loss of energy, as if all my energy has been drained."
Angelina, a blue-eyed girl with numerous thin braids, added. The sage looked at the students with warmth.
"Right now, I will teach you a very effective spiritual practice called Sans Strike, so that you can cleanse yourself of negative energy in a timely manner, remove attached larvae, and all forms of curses."
"Teacher."
Radha, a statuesque girl in a soft pink sari with gold patterns, respectfully addressed the Keeper of Knowledge.
"I want to ask about larvae. I've heard about them many times, but I haven't fully understood. What are they? Are they some kind of otherworldly entities that attach themselves to a person and drain their life powers?"
"Larvae are astral beings of the lowest level who do not possess their own energy. So they parasitize on a person's energy,"
the sage explained.
"They can also be attracted by a curse or by the person themselves who is experiencing negative emotions and in doing so is cursing themselves."
Satisfied with the answer, Radha nodded, looking at the Keeper of Knowledge with gratitude.
"So, are we going to learn how to remove curses?"
she asked enthusiastically.
"Exactly,"
the sage smiled in response.
"This practice is very powerful. First, we will rid ourselves of larvae, and then we will turn to the egregore of light warriors to learn how to dispel even the most powerful curses."
The students welcomed the words of the Keeper with even greater enthusiasm and animation, realizing that they were about to become bearers of sacred knowledge, accessible only to those who follow the path of spiritual development.
"Larvae can attach themselves to us when we experience any negativity,"
the sage continued.
"At that moment, we enter a weakened state, and it becomes very easy for larvae to connect with us and drain our energy."
"Could it be that these larvae provoke us to continue experiencing negative emotions?"
Mira asked.
"Of course,"
the sage replied unequivocally.
"It benefits them for us to remain in a weakened state for as long as possible. That way, they can calmly parasitize and feed on our energy, further drawing us into negativity. If a person lives without cleansing themselves of larvae, they gradually become ill. Misfortunes start befalling them, and their life begins to deteriorate. They develop harmful habits that grow into severe addictions. At that point, all the person does is fulfill the desires of the larvae, constantly being dissatisfied, constantly being lazy, quarreling with everyone, destroying their body with alcohol, or engaging in uncontrolled eating, and so on.
So, it's a vicious cycle. The more you experience negativity, the stronger the larvae become, and the more they push you towards anger and resentment?
Angelina inquired.
Yes, that's correct.
The keeper nodded.
To avoid this, you must cleanse yourself of negative influences in a timely manner. And you must do this as regularly as you wash yourself or clean your clothes. This is our inner spiritual hygiene. I will now teach you how to do this.
Can this practice be done independently later?
Asked a red-haired youth with bright blue eyes.
Yes. It's best to do it in the evening after a stressful day, but you can also do it during the day, even in the office or at work, when you feel that a larva has attached itself to you and is draining your energy. It's very important not to identify with your larva, not to consider them as a part of yourself, and to track when they start to influence you. Then strike.
The teacher paused and once again cast a careful look at the students.
But before you can fight the enemy, you need to study it. Please pair up.
The sage's request sparked excitement among the students. In anticipation of an interesting experience, they began to exchange glances and find partners for the exercise. When everyone had chosen a partner, the keeper of knowledge continued the practice.
Stand facing each other,
he said. And the students complied, turning to face their partner.
Recall your larvae. To do this, focus on your energy field, concentrate on your aura, or simply on your bodily sensations. Larvae can manifest themselves not only through negative emotions and areas of weak thoughts, but also through physical pain, uncomfortable physical sensations, and tension. A clairvoyant can immediately see that these areas of the aura and the body are darkened, that evil spirits and larvae sit there, or there are sans contacts with hostile individuals and egregores that feed on your energy, making you weak, tired, and sick. Feel these areas of discomfort, tension, and pain in your body, thoughts, and negative emotions. Identify these larvae that prevent you from living and evolving. And now, one by one, give them names. Let them be amusing nicknames. This way, we can laugh at them, which will already weaken the larva and interfere with its energy feeding. Visualize how each of your larvae looks, greet it, and then drive it away.
The students enthusiastically began to perform the exercise, and the sage observed them, ready to intervene and help if necessary.
I often get offended,
Lena said, concentrating.
Even if I understand logically that it's wrong and that I shouldn't, I can't help it. This offense larva eats me from the inside and makes me wind myself up even more, plunging me deeper into negativity. I'll name this larva Godsulk.
Mira said, imagining this entity as a green, warty, and pimply toad sitting directly on top of her head, firmly gripping her hair with its strong, thick limbs.
And I often feel everything irritates me, anger and aggression build up inside me, and I start wanting to hit someone, insult someone, start a quarrel.
George confessed, a tall man in a cotton shirt with a delicate Indian pattern.
I'll call this larva Spiky Rage.
He visualized his Spiky Rage as a repulsive porcupine, its rough skin covered with long needles. He even saw how the larva was sitting on his back, laughing, as it opened its huge mouth, full of sharp, tiny teeth.
My larva is Willis Amoeba,
Angelina told her partner.
It makes me aimlessly browse social media, be lazy, lie on the couch, and it whispers to me not to go anywhere or do anything.
The girl visualized her larva as a slimy octopus that entangled her legs with its tentacles, preventing her from getting up from the couch and taking active action. In this way, all the students recalled their larvae, gave them names, and visualized their forms.
You've done great. Now you've weakened your larvae and created a gap with them. You've realized that you are not your grudges, not your aggressions, and not your laziness. And now, tell your larvae, back off.
The sage said, making a hand motion as if pushing something away.
And mentally strike each of them with your energy. Separate it from yourself. Dissolve it in space and destroy it so that it can no longer feed on your life power.
The students began to drive away their larvae, but the keeper noticed that they were doing it too gently, as if holding back or being afraid to fully unleash their energy, to free themselves from the burden, to take a deep breath and cast away all that was negative and hindering their development.
No, that's too weak,
the sage said.
You need to strike again, several times, but the strike must be powerful. It should be an outburst of energy. Feel how your energy accumulates inside you, how it rises from the lower abdomen and gathers in the area of the solar plexus, and then direct it outward. It must be a powerful release. Let's perform a dynamic practice called Breath of Fire. It will help you fill yourself with the power of fire.
Several students closest to the keeper who were helping to lead the practice took out small drums and, standing on opposite sides of the bonfire, began to beat rhythmically. The space immediately filled with vibrating sound waves. They set the pace and encouraged activity, movement, and action. And to this rhythm, the deep, low voice of the Keeper of Knowledge immediately joined. He was everywhere at once, transmitting the unstoppable energy of the universe.
Take a deep, sharp inhale through your nose and feel the power of fire awakening within you.
The sage spoke in a magnetic voice.
Extend your arms forward, and on the exhale, sharply bend them at the elbows. Make this movement as if you're grabbing energy and gathering it in the area of the solar plexus. On the inhale, stretch your arms out and seize the energy. On the exhale, pull it towards you, clasping your palms into fists. Feel the raging flame igniting within you. Feel the power rising and let it burn in you, demanding to be released.
At this moment, one of the closest disciples of the sage, Helen, stepped forward and began demonstrating everything that the teacher had said so that the students could replicate her movements and perform the Fury Kata correctly. The drumbeat rhythm intensified, plunging the students into a state of dynamic meditation. The sage continued.
You can feel the energy accumulating in your solar plexus. Feel how your chest rises and falls, continuously drawing the energy in.
The students focused and started practicing with even greater enthusiasm. Following the voice of the Keeper of Knowledge, they began to breathe and move their hands actively, fully immersing themselves in the process. They entered the accelerating rhythm of the drums, filling their bodies with the impersonal, fiery fury, a powerful strength capable of defeating enemies and delivering devastating blows. Even an ordinary person, unable to sense subtle energies, could now notice that their bodies had opened up to a fierce energy and were rapidly filling with it. The sage, however, saw how flickering flashes of electric discharges raced through their auras, how they began to spark and crackle as if their entire energetic envelope were now under great tension.
You can feel the hot fire penetrating your solar plexus area. You're filled with flames. Fire flows through your veins, through all your energy channels. You feel that your hands are like tongues of fire. You start to dance. Your whole body is ablaze. You dance and this energy pierces through you. You are made of this energy.
Filled with the faceless fury of flames, the students began to dance, thrusting their hands forward and swaying as if they had truly transformed into large clusters of fire.
Now deliver your strike. Take a deep breath and hold it. Tense every muscle in your body, from your feet to the top of your head. Holding your breath, push out everything negative from your aura. All the larvae that have attached themselves to you and poisoned your life.
At this moment, the students exuded confidence in their abilities, determination, but there was no aggression or anger. The fire energy was powerful, yet impersonal. The fire didn't harbor hatred or resentment. Many students were sweating, their faces flushed, and their bodies burned with intense fiery energy. Their hair was disheveled and their cheeks blushed. All the students seemed to have transformed into courageous astral warriors, ready to challenge the dangerous entities parasitizing their bodies from the astral realm.
On the exhale, make a jump to the side and forcefully expel the energy, repel the larva from yourself, and throw it into the bonfire, delivering a devastating blow. Shout back off. As you exhale, strike directly from your solar plexus, push your larvae away, burn them, cut them with the rays of blazing power, expel the larvae from your energy field.
The students began to jump and make forceful pushing movements, shouting vehemently and releasing their accumulated energy.
Back off,
echoed everywhere. They destroyed their larvae, casting them away into the blazing bonfire, mentally envisioning the larvae in fear detaching their tentacles and suction cups, ceasing to cling to their skin with their claws, and seeing the slippery serpents and fat leeches weaken their grip and detach from their bodies. They exploded and scattered into small pieces, fleeing in terror and burning in the fire of pure energy, contorting in grimaces of horror. When the exercise was over, the drums fell silent, and the space was filled with silence, in which the heaving chests of the students could be heard. They were now highly charged. A powerful strength emanated from their bodies, boiling within them, urging them to act, to engage in a fierce and righteous battle.
"You've done great,"
the sage spoke.
"You've just succeeded. You've destroyed your larvae, cast them away. And now, while you are in this blazing, resourceful state, we will deliver an even more powerful sans strike to further cleanse your aura and sever negative sans contacts with hostile individuals."
"But what if I don't have any enemies?"
Radha asked, catching her breath and looking at the sage with shining deep eyes.
"Will these negative sans contacts with other people still form?"
"People who negatively affect us don't necessarily have to be enemies,"
the sage explained.
"They can even be our relatives, but their vampirism, negative emotions, and weak influences are just as destructive as the schemes of black magicians. Apart from larvae and sans contacts, there are also negative life situations in our aura, born of demons and past mistakes. And you can also deliver a sans strike to these situations to destroy them and banish them from your life."
"Great one. Is this already a higher level of protection?"
Angelina asked, wiping the sweat that had formed on her forehead and pushing back the strands of hair that had fallen on her forehead.
"Yes,"
confirmed the sage.
"To deliver such a sans strike, it's better to connect to the high egregore beforehand. This way, you can banish poverty, failures, and misfortunes from your life. A group sans strike to a situation will be especially powerful when performed by several astral warriors at once."
"Teacher, can we really connect to the egregore of the Warriors of Light right now?"
With trembling and reverence, a red-haired youth named Carl asked his question.
"Yes,"
the Keeper of Knowledge succinctly replied, confirming the young man's assumption and mysteriously smiling.
"And for this part of the practice, I entrust one of my closest disciples, Ratmir."
With these words, the sage pointed with his hand to a sturdy, tall man. Hearing his name, Ratmir stepped forward and nodded respectfully to the teacher, expressing his gratitude for the trust placed in him. Ratmir turned to the students. The priest had a textured face with distinct features and high cheekbones, as if sculpted from marble by the hand of a talented sculptor. His brown hair flowed down to his shoulders, held back from his forehead by a white strip embroidered with a red pattern. He was dressed in a loose white shirt tied with a wide belt and white loose-fitting trousers. Several wooden and stone amulets hung from leather cords around the man's chest.
"Stand around the bonfire,"
Ratmir commanded majestically, taking his place within the circle of power.
"Now, we will collectively strike at the negative life situations born of demons or our own mistakes, and then fill our auras with the bright, positive energy. To do this, we must connect to the high vibrational egregores that provide us with assistance and protection. We will embody the image of a powerful hero, a deity, a warrior of light, one who saves the earth from darkness, rather than acting from the societal image of a weak, small human. For the image we choose determines the energy bestowed upon us by the cosmos.
The students gathered around the burning bonfire, their attention fully focused on the priest.
Stand closer together so that the dark energy does not escape from our circle. When you practice this alone, make sure to light a candle. Its flame will contain the negative energy.
Does it have to be a special candle?
Angelina asked.
No, it can be a very small, thin candle or even a tablet candle, but it's important that it burns completely and takes away all the negativity,
replied Ratmir.
If we don't burn this negativity, it can spread and continue to harm us or our loved ones. In the future, when you practice, choose the most secluded time and place. Play loud, active music to mask your actions from outsiders.
At that moment, the teacher's assistants once again took up their drums, and rhythmic music filled the space around the bonfire.
Feel this rhythm,
Ratmir resonantly declared.
Together, we must move in unison, merge with this rhythm. To achieve this, we'll stomp our feet on the ground like this.
The priest initiated rhythmic foot stomping, dancing to the beats of the drums, and the students followed suit. They stomped their feet, matching the rhythm, and at one point they felt the inner fire they had awakened earlier blazing with renewed vigor, like a smoldering bonfire fanned by a powerful gust of wind.
Embrace the state of a warrior, ready to confront the fiercest enemy,
the priest thundered, never ceasing his movements or breaking the rhythm.
Feel implacable state towards weakness, negative emotions, and foreign influences. Sense the impersonal fiery fury within you.
A powerful fire raged inside them. But now they also felt unity with the entire group as they breathed and moved in unison. They seemed to have become a single living organism filled with the energy of the fiery element.
Now repeat the mantra with me,
the priest said, and began reciting a special mantra that allowed them to connect to the egregore of the Warriors of Light. His voice resonated with the vibrations of power, and with each new word of the mantra, the air around them heated up, filling with a blinding, bright radiance. The lips of the students moved, creating a shared intention, invoking the higher egregore for assistance. The sage, who observed the students' practice, could clearly see that the radiance emanated from the sky, where warriors in shining armor with silver swords appeared in the rays of pure energy, their beams spreading in all directions, ruthlessly piercing through the darkness.
Raise your hands upward and accept the astral weapons from the hands of the Warriors of Light from the subtle level,
the priest intoned with a deep, low voice.
Let their energy flow into you. Cross your hands holding the astral weapons at your throat level.
The students, still in a state of unity with each other and the element of fire, all raised their hands towards the sky, palms open, accepting the weapons of light and allowing the blinding pure energy to flow into them. Afterward, they clenched their fists, crossing them at throat level, assuming a combat position, preparing to battle their astral enemies.
Focus on a negative sensation or thought.
Ratmir spoke again.
With a sharp exhale and a loud ha, begin striking at them. Destroy the hostile energy tangle with your astral weapons. Contract all the muscles in your body, try to expel all negativity from your field, and shatter it with the power of pure light. Feel the unwavering determination and unity with the Warriors of Light in this battle.
The students began to strike, pushing out all that was dark and negative from their auras and directing it into the fiery bonfire. Heat coursed through their veins. Their fiery faces were filled with determination and courage.
Let us deliver three of the most powerful strikes, directing a volitional impulse into the center of the circle, banishing the darkness into the underworld, to that subtle level from which it infiltrates our world.
The priest proclaimed, continuing to sense the assistance of the Warriors of Light. The students concentrated and delivered their last devastating strikes against the darkness, gathering all their blazing energy and directing it into a forceful impulse that sent the creations of darkness to the depths of the netherworld. At that moment, many students saw a swirling mass of dark energy hovering above the bonfire, like a black storm cloud suddenly gathering at its very center. The flames of the bonfire flared up and rose even higher, sending fiery tongues toward the sky, consuming the dark, swirling sphere, composed of ignorance, negative thoughts, parasitic astral entities, clusters of evil, envy, and resentment with cleansing elemental fury.
Now close the portal with the battle mantra, Ha Hum Ha,
Ratmir said, vibrating the mantra, and the voices of the Astro Warrior students joined in. As the sounds of the mantra dissolved into the space, the bonfire nearly extinguished, leaving only a few charred logs still smoldering on a large bed of ashes. The students stood in a resonating silence. The drums fell silent, and the bright moon illuminated the seaside.
Stop. Take a step to the right, completely disconnecting from the battle.
The voice of the priest resonated once more. He seemed different now, soothing, measured, graceful, yet still just as strong and filled with energy. But this time, he wasn't calling for battle. He was attuning them to different vibrations, calmness and harmony with the surrounding nature. The followers of the Keeper of Knowledge took a step to the right, continuing to listen attentively to the priest.
Take a deep breath and exhale slowly. Enter a state of well-being, raise your hands upward, and release your astral weapons with gratitude. Cross your hands at throat level, clenching your palms into fists, and perform the warrior's bow as a sign of acknowledgement to the supreme power as your unwavering ruler.
Ratmir was the first to surrender his astral weapon to the Warriors of Light, and the other students began doing the same, reaching upward with reverence and thanking the higher egregore for their assistance. They clenched their fists, returning to the warrior position, and bowed with reverence.
To fill ourselves with the bright positive energy, let us connect to the high vibrational egregores that provide us with assistance and channel the influence of the divine through themselves.
With these words, the priest extended his arms outward in a majestic gesture, powerfully chanting the mantra Om to encompass the entire universe. The orderly choir of students echoed him. They replicated Ratmir's gesture, extending their arms and filling themselves with the pure energy of harmony and tranquility. They detached themselves from the battle, from the rage that had consumed them not long ago. Now they felt the grace flowing into them.
Let us wish goodness to our entire Earth. May no dark entities or larvae harm people, and may individuals find themselves in positive, elevated states and be able to follow the path of spiritual development.
The students joined their hands in a prayerful gesture and mentally wished well-being, goodness, and love to all people. The purified, subtle bodies of the students emitted a powerful, steady light of health, strength, willpower, mindfulness, and the highest states attainable, where only a fraction of God can reside, encapsulated within the human physical body. The practice concluded, and the students stepped out of the circle of power. They were now filled with harmony and divine love. It was evident from their faces that they had experienced a profound transformation. They felt connected to the great mission. They were warriors of light, fearless fighters, but now the battle was over, and they had laid down their weapons to bring God's grace into this world. The students began sharing their experiences with each other and with the Keeper of Knowledge.
When we connected to the egregore of the Warriors of Light, I truly saw them,
a red-haired youth recounted.
There was such a dazzling light, but I saw gleaming armor within it.
And I saw that they were standing in a ring behind our backs when we delivered the final blows to the darkness,
Angelina interjected, her wide blue eyes fixed on the sage.
It was as if they were fortifying our circle of power, preventing the dark entities from escaping.
I felt that radiant sword,
George said.
It was indeed in my hands entirely woven from light, but it didn't burn. Instead, it gave me powerful energy.
At that moment, Radha stepped forward. Under the moonlight in her long pink sari, she resembled a delicate lily.
I must confess,
she began, casting her gaze over everyone and addressing the Keeper.
At first, it was so difficult for me. I couldn't awaken this rage inside me or feel that fire within.
The sage nodded at the young woman with a warm smile.
Many people find it challenging to awaken this energy within them,
he spoke.
We are taught to be passive and weak, to go with the flow, and become willing prey for various larvae and parasitic entities. That's why it's essential to free oneself from this and awaken the qualities of the Warriors of Light. By practicing such rituals regularly, you'll get better with each attempt.
Rada lowered her head with gratitude and respect.
Thank you, Great One, for giving us the opportunity to experience this,
she said. At that moment, Angelina, who also wanted to share her realizations, stepped forward.
Teacher, does this mean that all ordinary people who are unaware of spiritual practices are in great danger?
She asked with trepidation.
These larvae, different demonic influences, they're all lurking around people at every step. We can now protect ourselves. But what about them? They don't even believe in this. They don't understand that they are food for various entities.
The keeper gazed at the student with a transparent, wise smile.
Angelina, our world is indeed dangerous and cruel,
he replied.
Many people spend their entire lives in illusions and fail to see the true state of affairs. But you and those like you have consciously chosen the side of light. Now you know how to combat these influences. It's crucial to perform such practices as often as possible, not only for yourselves, but for all people on Earth. This practice will have a more significant impact when performed within a circle of power, as you did just now. Then you will continually fight the surrounding darkness on a planetary level, bringing the energy of goodness, love, and serving as conductors of divine grace into our world.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.